Hi, hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever day it is. Hi, hello, 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 hello. Oh my gosh, my beautiful humans. Hasn't it been a while? It's been a few weeks, and I'm not even going to apologize for being gone because your girl deserves a little break here and there. Your girl desires to come up with more ideas, and yeah, I'm happy to be back. I love to be back. I'm so excited to talk to you beautiful humans again. It is the last day of February. Not even going to lie to y'all. It is the day before I will post this, this episode, but this episode is episode 36. Come on, focus. 36, and we are talking about protecting our peace, baby. So let's rewind. February was such a great month. Not even gonna lie to you guys. It was my birthday month. Pisces girl, on the 25th of February, we celebrated. Well, I'm not even gonna say we. Well, me and my sister were 18 years apart. My dad's oldest daughter and my dad's youngest daughter, we're 18 years apart, which I find is so cool. Anyways, we usually just celebrate separately because, you know, she's older than me and I just have my own group of friends or whatever, yada, yada, yada. I desired and I said that this year was about self-care and peace and prosperity. So I literally just spent the day, like my birthday, it was on a Saturday. So I just chilled the entire day. I was like reading my book, journaling, cleaning, doing yoga, doing breath work, just presenting myself and being grateful and gracious for the new year that has approached me. I'm 26 years old, which is crazy to say, but I love it. I am focused on me. I'm focused on protecting my peace, which is why I want to talk about this episode today. And also, I wanted to reflect on my yoga class that I went to on the 26th with my girl Diamond, just her regular stretch it out classes, regular flow classes that just gets the body like moving and flowing and just breathing in its own way. So the topic of the class was peace and how to be present and how do you come into your peace of mind, like when you're having anxiety or when you're stressed out or when you just have too much on your plate. How do you come to a state of mind where you're protecting your peace and being present? So one of the girls in the class actually said that being more present is what she does to focus on and bringing her mind to like kind of like shut down in a way, which I thought was so beautiful. Like just being more present, like even just going on a walk or just reading a book, making your vision board, or just even trying to stop multitasking in so many ways, because those things you can't control and you can't do multiple things at once. Although we wish we could, but you can't do multiple things at once. So I wanted to bring to the table for our BB listeners, how do you protect your peace and what are you doing to stay present? What are you doing to be present? What do you do or how do you go about it to be present? Like, do you journal more? Are you doing morning yoga, morning meditation? Are you reading a book? Are you making a playlist? Are you listening to a podcast? Like, what are you doing? I just want to know, like, how are you being more present? How do you present yourself to being more present in this life, in this beautiful, crazy, rushed society that we live in today? So the reason I say that I wanted to protect my peace is because there literally is so much going on in this world that really just distracts us from the realities of things that we have going on in the world, to be honest with y'all. And when it comes to being present, it's hard for us, especially within my generation, where we're just so glued to the phone and being more like, oh, let me capture this to show people what I'm doing or show people that I have these types of things or showing people that I can do this type of thing. I just want to be more present in the moment. And majority of the time, I'm literally just like putting my phone away and just doing breath work and just not really focusing on things that build my anxiety, but things that just like kind of that bring me aware to my anxiousness and also kind of just take it out of my body while just flowing, whether it be working out or going to yoga, going to hot yoga or doing meditation, or honestly just reading a book or listening to music or sitting in freaking silence or driving in silence. Like, those are the best kinds of therapies. But I just genuinely believe that being more present and protecting your peace is just, it correlates in a way, because when you're more present, I feel as if you are more aware of what's going on around you, what you are intentionally placing into your life, and the footsteps that you're placing amongst the path that you're going down. It's just, I don't know, it just brings something out of me when I just step outside in the fresh air and just breathe in, just like. Nature is so beautiful. I love nature, especially on a nice day like this. And I'm about to go off on a tangent real quick because it is February. It should not be 80 degrees outside with pollen on my windshield. I didn't think I was gonna be stuffy or like be hot, even wearing a short sleeve shirt, like sandals outside in February. Like, it's crazy. I love it, but it's crazy. Anyways, yeah, go outside, be present, be mindful of what's around you, be intentional, and don't let your anxiousness or like anxieties or just pressures from society just hone you into different things. Like, of course, you want the positives out of it, but don't let it turn into a negative to where you can't allow yourself to be present and allow yourself to just jump into the things that you want to do. So, I actually just found some questions on like Pinterest, or just, I don't know, like I just wanted to do like a cute Q&A, or just honestly talk about being present in my life and how I protected my peace. So this is gonna be a fun, cute episode for you guys. So we'll be right back, and I think I'm gonna do a cute little ad break here. I don't know, we're just gonna sprinkle it in instead of the beginning. So we're gonna do a cute little ad break right here, and I miss you guys so much. And then we're just gonna dibble and dabble into whatever we're talking about today and protecting our peace, baby. Okay, we're back. So I don't think I'm gonna do the Q&A right now. I think I just wanna like look through Pinterest and find some quotes, because we haven't done any quotes of the episode yet. Well, in a while, let's just say. So I just been scrolling on Pinterest, and it says like peace of mind, and I found this really, really good like two quotes. So it says peace, and I'll put it right here or right here for my viewers. Peace. It does not mean to be in a place where there is no noise, trouble, or hard work. It means to be in the midst of those things and still be calm in your heart. Like I said, when it comes to us and our anxieties and our anxious minds, and if you don't have anxiety, cool. If you do, then this resonates with you. When it comes to our anxieties and the mess of the world and everything that goes on around the world and everything that is going on around us in our daily lives, it does not mean is the place to be where there is no noise, trouble, or hard work. Peace is where there is tranquility, and of course there's still chaos going on around us, but there's tranquility in our heart and there's calmness in our heart, because that's what we deserve. We're trying to calm ourselves down first in order to be within the midst of the chaos, the trouble, and the hard work. I also saw this one on Pinterest, said being, and it says, today I trust that being is enough. Rather than making myself crazy and tired by trying hard, figuring out the answer, or seeing the picture, or working out, or work out how it will all work out, I choose instead to focus on my energy, staying present, enjoying each moment and in its present self. I open my eyes to life as it is right now. I know the gift of clarity will come when the time is right. I'm just let that soak in. Let that soak in into whatever is going on in your world right now. Because honestly, truly, you guys, if you don't trust the things that are going on in life, then being isn't enough for you, maybe. Actually, let me take that back. Let me take that back. I'm taking 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 it back. I love this because sometimes being is just being. And honestly, trusting the process is the worst part about it. It's like kind of the hardest part of trusting the process. But if you just trust it and you believe in the process, then everything will work out perfectly fine. I love this quote because it says, rather than making myself crazy and tired by trying to figure out the answer or seeing the picture or working out how it will all work out. You don't know how things are going to work out until you actually see it work out, if that makes sense. You have to work towards something to work, have it work out. I choose instead to focus my energy on staying present, enjoying each moment in its present self. Enjoying each moment as its present self itself. Oh my God. You guys, I can't read. I open my eyes to as life it is right now, being present in my peace of mind right now. I know that the gift of clarity will come when the time is right. I freaking love that. Because sometimes when it comes to being peaceful, having a sense of peace of mind, and placing that into your aura, in your orbit of the world, it can get a little crazy. Let me explain. I always say it can get a little crazy because when we were in the yoga class and Diamond asked me, what does peace mean to you? And I'm not even gonna lie to y'all. My other friend Kayla in there sitting next to me, she looked at me and said, you know what, Sam? You are peace. You are probably the epitome of peace. And Diamond was like, yeah, girl, that's why I call you sunshine, because every time you walk into the room, you just have a sense of like peacefulness and like sense of like peace of mind and calmness about you. And I was just like, that means so much to me because y'all know how I feel about my aura, and what I bring to the table is what I bring to the table. And she was like, yeah, like I've never seen you flustered about anything or just angry about anything or like mad or anything about anything. And maybe you do, but I've never seen you like riled up about certain situations. You're just an optimistic person and it'll resolve itself. And because I'm not a confrontational person. But that made me feel so good and so happy because if somebody can feel the peace that I am exuding, they're not doing something right. And that my peace of mind and that the prayers that I make to myself and the place that I am being and letting life work out itself is what I'm striving for. So just continue to like build the orbit and build the aura that you deserve and that you desire to feel and that you want to feel every day. Because I wake up every morning and I'm just like, yeah, today is a great day. And I'm loving it. I'm loving every single piece of it. And some days they aren't. But if you can learn to build and trust yourself in being in that present moment and defining the peace of mind for yourself and exuding the peace for yourself, baby girl, life is working out in your favor. That's all I gotta say. So, with being and prioritizing your peace and protecting your peace and focusing on you, baby, all I gotta say is that your inner peace is the new success, and focusing on you will bring you to better heights. Because protecting your peace not only is protecting your mind, your body, your soul, your aura, your orbit. Protecting your peace is also protecting the boundaries that you have placed upon yourself, placed upon the people that you love, that you trust, the relationships that you are building, your career, your creativeness, the aspects that you bring into your life will just continue to build onto the characteristics and the persona and the personality that you have. So just continue to focus on yourself. Do good things for your life, for your inner peace. Because it will become successful if you just continue to surround yourself with like-minded auras like peace, prosperity, balance, alignment, just everything that builds the mind, the body, the soul, and have everything aligned within your chakras. Your peace is not only going to be protected by yourself, but it's going to be protected by those around you as well. It's full circle. Think about it. Think about it. It's a full circle moment. Every time things happen in your life, like I was listening to Jay Shetty's podcast earlier today, and they were talking about childhood things and how certain things in life kind of just reprogram themselves back into the things that we have in our adulthood. Like the guest he had on, he was asking her, he was like, yeah, so how do you stay tranquil? Y'all, have a real life example. I have a real life example of my peace being disturbed. So I'm recording my podcast and I'm in a great mood. As y'all can tell, like I can feel it in myself. Like my aura literally and my energy just shifted. It was like up here and I was just like. And it's literally over the smallest thing. Said person asked me to do said thing before I leave or before I run a specific errand. And honestly, y'all, I'm not up to do any of it, but I have to because said person is of authority, in a sense. And said person just like literally just shifted my energy because of things that just weren't really connecting in my aura at the moment or just weren't even on my mind at the moment. Like I'm talking about peace, prosperity, having a good time right now, and then that was just like shot. But literally as the conversation was over, I had to tell myself, Samira, you cannot let that disturb your peace right now. You cannot let this small moment disturb your peace, even though deep down inside and in my gut and my intuition, I'm feeling like, yo, that messed me up. Like that messed me up. And it was the smallest little morsel. But I cannot let those moments or any moments in life, sometimes the smallest moments, sometimes the biggest moments, disturb the peace that I am presenting, because the peace that I am presenting right now is lighting me up. It's giving me energy. It is my energy receivers. It is the energy that I am receiving and the negative energy that I received, I'm taking it away. I'm physically picking it up and throwing it in the trash and bringing the light and energy back into my life, because I can't let the small moments disturb my peace. And if I continue to let those small moments disturb my peace, there is no point in whatever that just happened. In that moment, my peace was not protected, but now it is. And I am officially learning to just cope with certain things in life and just allowing myself to have those conversations, have those kind of crazy, difficult conversations, even though they don't really add value to my life. But certain things in life just need to be protected, like my peace. So, yeah, I really just wanted to come on here and talk about how life has been so good to me and how a lot of things have really just been aligning in the perfect way possible. I'm not even going to lie to y'all. Like, excuse me, I have my vision board behind me right here. And you guys remember my episode where I showed you guys my vision board. I think it was the first episode of 2023. And I talked about how I wanted to do another vision board. So this morning, I decided to create another vision board. Well, I started to just like cutting out pictures or whatever. And it just made me feel so good and elated and just excited for what's to come, because y'all, I'm not even gonna lie, this year, and it's only been 2 months going to the third month of the year, and a lot of things on my vision board have come to fruition, and I am just so grateful and so blessed because of the things that I have spoken into my life, the peace and prosperity that I have spoken and brought into my aura and into my life and into those things that bring me good things, hence my career, my fitness, whatever things are going on through, like physical health, mental health, and just in general, like the people that I interact with, the conversations that I have, I'm constantly exuding peace and presenting peace and good energy into that. And I think that's why the universe is really just aligning with your girl and bringing me the best things that it could offer. So all I gotta say is just stay prayed up. Do good things for your life, speak good things into your life and see what happens, and just allow the good things to come. And not saying pray away or just like shame away the negative energy, because sometimes we do need that negative energy in life to be afloat. But in order to protect our peace, the positive energy overflows, it covers it. Bumps out the negative energy. However, the negative energy will always be there. It's just about how you perceive it. It's just about how you it's just about how you see it and how you take it in and how you decide to allow it to be in your life or not. So just do good things for your life, speak good things into your life and see what happens, and just allow yourself to be loved on. Love yourself, enjoy yourself, allow yourself, be authentic, protect your peace, continue to add prosperity and nice flow and being present in your life, and just allow those around you to not affect those values that you're bringing into your life as well, because your peace matters. Your peace of mind matters. And I feel as if being present allows you to protect your peace of mind as well, and the peace that is being, don't even know, like basically the peace that is being presented to you. Like water brings me peace. Like when I'm drinking water, it brings me peace. When I'm doing my skincare routine, it brings me peace. When I'm vlogging, it brings me peace. When I am allowing myself to listen to good music, a good podcast, reading a good book, working out, going to yoga, speaking to my friends, just allowing myself to watch TV sometimes, eating a snack, like eating my favorite candy. Like just smiling and dancing and living in my own little bubble brings me so much peace. And I just know that my little orbit, actually, it's not little, my orbit that I am creating, that I'm building, and my aura that I am creating and that I'm building and that I'm constantly exuding, and that the waves and energy that are flowing off my body are just constantly blissful, peaceful, all aligned, and they are right for me. So what I would love for you all to do, my beautiful humans, I am looking you right in the eye. I need you to protect your peace and not let any negative shit knock that down. Because your peace matters. Your peace is what holds you together. Trust in that process. Believe in yourself. Allow yourself. Protect your peace. Protect your peace of mind. Stay prayed up. Manifest the F out of your life. Affirm, affirm, believe, trust, be present, protect your peace of mind, and love on yourself. I love you, beautiful humans, so much. Thank you for coming to this beautiful short episode. I've missed you guys. Let me know what you want to hear on the next episode of Breaking Barriers. And I'm really happy that we kind of talked about peace and having a peace of mind and how it actually blessed, like it's not really focusing right now. It actually blessed my February, because I feel as if maybe I wouldn't have had the decision, or I wouldn't have really like honed in on the fact that I wanted to have such a self-care birthday if I didn't focus on my peace of mind throughout the entire month of February. Because February was the day, was the month that I started my assistant job that I'm loving so freaking much. It is the month where Valentine's Day, love, and just Black History Month, and just so many good things for me and things that I care about were happening in that month. And I'm just so grateful and blessed to have seen another year and just be surrounded by love with greatness, happiness, and just amazing goals for myself. No, intentions for myself. I don't really like the word goals anymore. Intentions for myself, because I intend to continue to bring peace and prosperity and balance and alignment into the month of March, into the month of April, into the month of May, and this whole year. Because March, your girl starts to fast, and that is when the most peace and prosperity and peace of mind that I am going to get and indulge in the most. So I love you all. I hope you had a beautiful February. Happy March 1st. I love you guys. And do good things for your life. Speak good things into your life and see what happens. And just do amazing things for yourself. Thank you for believing in me. Thank you for believing in the podcast. Thank you for believing in Seamless. Thank you for believing in just the things that I bring into the table. Thank you for believing in my authenticity. Thank you for believing in my peace. Thank you for believing in my peace of mind. And I love you. Great things are happening. Great things are happening. Great things are happening. I'm truly so excited for you all. I'm excited for myself. I love you, beautiful humans. Be sure to, do the whole thing. Follow me on Instagram, TikTok, Pinterest at SamiraBI143, sometimes Samira_BI143, at Seamless by Sammy on all platforms, and at Breaking Barriers Pod on all platforms. I love you, beautiful humans, so much. I will see you next week, and happy March 1st. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Love you.